Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mamdouh al-Raddadi welcoming you to the 3-minute pause, reflect and respect podcast, the program that's about everything, but nothing in specific, but aims towards a better standard of living. Let's start with something that makes me proud, something that I show off to the world when I travel or talk to international friends. Saudi Arabia has become Asia's top customer service provider. Imagine, we now export oil and great service. Wake up, snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Thank you, Slim Shady. The question is, what can I do on a personal level? What can you do to start something positive, to cause a domino effect on the people that you interact with? Where do we start? When do we start? And most importantly, how do we start? Since everyone is a customer, then everyone needs to be treated right. Right? Right. That doesn't seem to be the case, does it? Especially governmental and public staff that stare back at you, reminding me of some 1930s black and white horror movie. A funny sight. You would think that the private sector establishments would actually handle you better. Not true at all. Everything seems to go deeper and deeper underground. So what can we do now? Starting today, stop being passive in the name of Wallah ma fiya wajaa dimaq. It never goes, it only grows. So, let's stop complaining and bitching and do our part. Ask yourself, when was the last time you actually said wow to a service in Saudi Arabia? If yes, how many times? Do take note to the following points. Start now, wherever you go, and with whatever you buy. 1. Do you like the attitude you and your friends or family are getting? 2. How's the language they use when they talk to you? Are they trained or fresh from the streets with gangsta lingo and stuff like Hala Habibi in a bank or Ana Sakwarti Hina Ufahim Ish Bagul at a 5-star hotel? 3. What are they saying with their body language? Is it offending or friendly? 4. Are they hearing you or just pretending to you? Are the professional mind readers finishing your sentences? 5. Is the marketing and advertising delivering more or way less than what they promised? Are they still telling you how great their company is, how many customers they have, while you suffer next door? 6. Is the person serving you a good choice for the job, like the lazy, laid-back, stuck-up, nose-in-the-air salesman at the perfume shop, checking you out to see if you can afford their products, because you're just not dressed up for the occasion? Thanks for listening to today's Pause, Reflect, and Respect. This is Mamdouh al-Raddadi, wishing you a great day. See you tomorrow, inshallah.